CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, this is UBC Arts on Air. I'm your host, Ira Nadell. Each week, we feature the ideas and stories of students and staff within the Faculty of Arts at the University of British Columbia. Today, Julie Walkley, director of the immensely successful Arts Co-op program and current president of the Canadian Association for Cooperative Education. Welcome, Julie.
Thanks, Ira.
It's a real thrill to have you here. And I want to begin with a sense of what is the co-op program for those who are unfamiliar with it, and why do you think it's been such a hit?
Well, a co-op program is an educational model where students combine multiple full-time paid jobs related to their studies or their career interests with their degree program. So in the Faculty of Arts at UBC, if students come into co-op, they have to do at least 3 4-month co-op terms before they graduate. They do the first 2 years of their program in the usual fashion, and from there they start adding in these 4-month co-op experiences. Co-op actually started over 100 years ago at the University of Chicago in the engineering faculty, and we've had co-op at UBC for over 40 years, starting in engineering and science. And I was hired to start the program in arts in 1999, so about 15 years ago.
Does a student have a choice, or do I come to you and I'm an English major, I'm a psychology major, what do you have? Or do I say, I want to work in this particular field?
So students have to compete to be admitted into our program. So it's an optional program. And if they're accepted, then they have access to a database of co-op jobs that we post. And from there, they choose which ones they want to apply for. I think the typical art students comes into co-op not really sure what they might want to do when they graduate, not so sure what kind of skills their degree is equipping them with. And so often they'll choose to do 3 different types of jobs, one for each of those 3 co-op terms before they graduate. It's a really great way for them to explore different possibilities.
And is it seasonal in the sense that you only have opportunities in the spring, or it's around the year?
Yeah, co-op programs are year-round, so students will work in the fall, the winter, and the summer on the academic terms.
Am I paid?
Yeah, you are paid. In our program, students will earn on average about $24,000 over those 3 required co-op terms, and so about $8,000 a term. They can do an optional 4th and 5th term, and what we see is the salaries go up quite a bit if they stay on, because by then they have a lot of experience that employers are willing to pay more for.
But it does add some time to my undergraduate degree, doesn't it?
Yeah, it could. It depends. If students come in their 2nd year, then it might add 4 or 8 months. If they come in 3rd year, which is the other time when they can apply, it could add up to a year to the degree. But usually the benefit of the experience and the salary and the network of contacts definitely makes that extra year worthwhile.
So is it a hard sell for students, or quite the opposite? You have great demand and, you know, fewer possibilities.
Yeah. Well, last year we do an annual intake into the program in arts. So students that are thinking about applying want to watch our website in August, and our deadline is at the end of September. Last year we had 451 students apply for 200 spots in the program. We do an annual intake of about 200 new students, and then we have about 500 to 600 that will be continuing in the program, in the undergrad program at any given time. So there's a lot of student demand. We've actually doubled our intake in the last 3 years. We used to only admit 100 a year, and because so many students want to be in the program, and we actually find we are posting a lot of jobs, we felt we had the capacity to increase numbers. So
now, are these jobs principally in the Lower Mainland, or if I'm from Prince George or from Abbotsford, are there opportunities there?
About 70% of our jobs typically in a given year are within the Lower Mainland. About 20% are in other parts of Canada, including other parts of BC, and 10% are international. So we send students most terms to China and Hong Kong are our two biggest places for international students, but also other places like Thailand and Singapore, the U.S., for example.
Would you consider my application?
Well, sure, Ira. I think we'd have to look at your relevant experience. But
it's probably limited, let me tell you. Now, I know you actually have an MA in English. How did that prepare you or not prepare you to get involved in this? And really, how did you get involved with the co-op program?
Yeah, so after my MA in English, I was hired as an instructor in the English department, and I taught full-time for 7 years. And in, I guess, the sixth year, I was teaching a summer academic writing course, and I had two science co-op students in that class, and they wanted to write about the benefits of co-op programs for students. And that was the first time that I'd ever heard about a co-op program from reading their the papers that they wrote, the research papers they wrote. And it sounded like such a great idea to me. I did an undergrad degree as well in English, and it just sounded like a great opportunity for art students in particular, and for particular reasons, to be able to gain experience along with their studies. So I was very fortunate. I talked about co-op with some of my colleagues, and they said, well, you know, there's this fund that the university has, the Teaching and Learning Enhancement Fund. Why don't you apply and see if you could get some money to start a pilot co-op program in the English department? And that's what I did, and we were successful. So I started with about 40 English majors in 1997. And that was the beginning of the program now. I think by my English training and my teaching helped me to see the value of hands-on learning. And I think I was also, between my BA and my MA, I was a legislative intern in Victoria. And I did a two-month placement in the Ministry of Advanced Education in a policy branch. And I was surprised to find that my undergrad degree in English actually prepared me well for work as a policy analyst. And that was a pretty pivotal moment for me. And I think it's been a real privilege to be able to work with art students and help them have those kind of moments too.
Is this beginning to happen across the country? And what I mean is, are we finding faculties of arts developing co-op programs, or is it still a little bit restricted? It's mostly in, you know, engineering and fields of that sort.
Yeah, so co-op programs in Canada are pretty prolific. We estimate there are about 80,000 co-op students in Canada. And in the National Co-op Association that I'm involved with, we have about 80 different institutions that are members. But you're right that the largest portion of co-op still happens in engineering and science and other applied disciplines. So to have large arts co-op programs is still a little bit the exception rather than the rule. And I think partly that's because it can be difficult for people teaching in the arts to imagine their students working in different kinds of roles other than in academic ones. But I think the power of a co-op experience to transform an art student makes it worthwhile.
What do you think have been some of the most successful placements, say, in the last number of years?
I was in Toronto a couple of weeks ago visiting co-op students, and I had a dinner with some of our alumni that are there. And one of the students who attended, Erin Sanderson, is currently the Director of Development for War Child Canada, which is a very exciting humanitarian-based aid organization. And Erin was able to tell the story of how his co-op terms with BC Children's Hospital, which led into a full-time job for him there after graduation. From there, he went to Toronto SickKids Hospital, and then into the role he has now. He was able to tell the story about how his co-op work terms really, really impacted what he's doing today, which he describes as his dream job. He's an international relations and political science grad, so working doing the type of work that War Child Canada does really aligns with his academic background and his own passions. So that's one example of a very successful alum. And maybe I'll share one other one with you. One of our graduating students this term, Sam Markham, who's a creative writing and sociology double major, has just finished two co-op terms with Harbor Publishing on the Sunshine Coast. And they were so happy with her work that they've offered her a contract for when she graduates, which, you know, may turn into something longer term. She's a creative writer herself, and she's found that working with Harbor has really given her a lot of insight that's helping her in her own writing. So those are a couple of great stories that I think are generally actually quite typical of co-op student experiences.
I think it sounds fantastic, but I want to know, how far do you want to push this? Should every BA student in the Faculty of Arts spend a term as a co-op student?
Mm-hmm. I really encourage all students at UBC, but particularly those probably in the Faculty of Arts, to do some kind of experiential learning as part of their degree program. So whether it's co-op or whether it's community service learning, an internship program, for example, like we have in arts that's run through the Career Services Office here, I think that you need to, one way to distinguish yourself from others at the time of graduation is to be able to show that you did more than just the degree. And I think it would be great if we had the capacity to offer co-op to every student in arts. I think that's probably unlikely based on the market and so on. But I definitely encourage students to take advantage of experiential learning. And UBC offers so many great programs, of which co-op is one.
So tell us something about your own experience when you were a student. Did you do something similar to co-op? I mean, what was your best or worst job as a student?
As an undergraduate student, I spent my summers working in the property tax department for the District of North Vancouver. And that was a job I got actually because someone who I'd worked for before in a gift store in North Van had a friend who worked in the district, and she encouraged me to apply for a job there. And I did that job each of the summers between my undergraduate degree. At the time, having to deal with irate property owners who weren't very happy about the increases in their taxes, didn't feel like a lot of fun, but looking back, I can definitely see how that was incredibly helpful training for pretty much everything that I've done since then. It was a great staff, and I was very supported as a student in that role. And I think the other thing is, I think back on that experience, often our careers only make sense in retrospect. So I think at the time when you have an experience, even if it's not the ideal, or you don't think that it's a lot of fun, it's not what you see yourself doing forever, I bet 9 times out of 10, in retrospect, it will have proved to be very helpful and very useful.
Yes, I like this idea of looking back, because then somehow not only does it make sense, but you begin to see a pattern in terms of choices that you've made and things that you've enjoyed and that you haven't enjoyed. So I think what you're saying is absolutely right. Now, I'm curious about your new role or current role as president of the Canadian Association for Cooperative Education. So other than traveling to cities that experience winter, what does this mean and what will you be doing?
Yeah. Well, I was very honored to be asked to put my name forward, and I was elected about a year ago by the approximately 500 members of the association from those 80 schools across Canada that I mentioned earlier. And this is really a chance, I would say, to give back to the professional community. So the association supports a lot of professional development, such as a biannual conference, webinars, and other things for co-op practitioners across Canada. And we also work quite collaboratively with sister organizations in other countries. So we are quite involved with the upcoming World Co-op Association Conference that will be happening in August in Kyoto, Japan. So I think it's been a chance to serve the community that really has supported me and my career. And it's also been a great opportunity for me to learn. I know the co-op programs in BC quite well, but on the board I'm getting to work alongside representatives from all the other regions and find out how they do co-op and what their issues are. And we have a couple of, I think, quite interesting advocacy initiatives that we're working on currently related to trying to increase the number of co-op placements in Canada and encouraging the federal government to see co-op as a youth employment and a labor market development strategy as well.
So I'm curious, though, do we, meaning UBC, seek out potential employers, or do they come to us? How does it happen?
Well, it can happen both ways. About 60% of my time is actually spent talking to potential employers, telling them about the program and the great students that we have at UBC, the types of roles that they could do, and so on. Fortunately, once an employer hires one of our students, they almost always return and hire more, and they may tell colleagues about our program. program, and so we do get a lot of job postings through referrals and word of mouth. But we're also trying to actively market the program. I think especially in arts, in the last 2 years, we've tried to focus a lot more on opportunities for our students in the private sector. Historically, our placements have come mostly in the federal, provincial, and municipal government, and also in the arts and nonprofit sectors. So trying to encourage companies like Tech Resources, for example, to hire arts students in communication roles, for example.
So I have the impression you have a very bright vision for the future of co-op, or am I overstating it? Am I being a romantic?
Well, you know, I think we're very fortunate with our new president of the university, President Gupta, who's made a pledge to double the number of experiential learning opportunities for undergraduate students at UBC in his 5-year term. And I think what that speaks to is his awareness that learning outside the classroom really enriches the undergraduate learning experience, really regardless of the discipline the student is studying in. So I think currently UBC is the largest co-op school in Western Canada. About 4,400 UBC students did co-op work terms last year across 6 faculties, so arts is one of those. And I think I'm so humbled by the caliber of the students that we work with that I think we have opportunity to grow our programs even more than they are now.
So concerning my own application, will I be graded during or after the co-op experience?
You mean if you do a co-op work term, how would you be evaluated? Yeah, so one of the reasons co-op's a good learning model is students set learning goals for themselves at the start of the work term, and they talk about them with their supervisor, and then they record them in our online system. And then we come and do a site visit halfway through each work term. So a co-op coordinator visits the student and talks with them about the progress they're making on their goals and talks with the supervisor. So that's a midpoint check-in. As well, students do a short assignment each month while they're on a co-op term that their co-op coordinator evaluates. And those are career development assignments, so things like an informational interview, for example. And then at the end, the student writes a reflective piece talking about their overall experience. So you get a pass or a fail at the end of a co-op term, not a letter grade. But
no distinction? I mean, you know, some people work overtime,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's true.
There should be that possibility. So as we wind things up, I think it might be useful if you could just describe again, if students are interested in the program, what's the next step? Where do they go? How do they apply? How do they learn about it?
Yeah. So UBC offers co-op programs in arts, engineering, science, forestry, SOTR, School of Business, and kinesiology. Most of those programs admit students once a year and usually in the fall. So if you're a student and you'd like to apply for a co-op program in your faculty, if it's available, check out your faculty's co-op website and you'll see the deadlines. In arts, our deadline is always at the end of September, and we hold information sessions through September, and it's great to come in here. We always have current students in the program who speak at them, and you can learn more about the program, decide if you think it might be right for you, and learn more about what we're looking for in the applications.
Sounds fabulous. Julie, thank you so much. Thanks to our guest this evening, Julie Walkley, Director of the Faculty of Arts Co-op Program. And stay tuned to UBC Arts on Air for other exciting voices from the Faculty of Arts. Thanks again.
Thank you.